Wisconsin's second wolf hunting and trapping season begins tomorrow. And in this first half of our state capitol report, we will talk with a guest from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about how the state is managing the wolf population. Is there a risk that too many wolves will be killed? Is the state disregarding science when setting wolf kill quotas? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, October 14th. Do you think the wolf hunting policymakers are doing the right thing by setting a quota of 251 wolves for this year's hunt? That's up 37% from last year. Does it make any sense to cull the number of wolves down to about 350 total? Some estimates say the population is now at about 800. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Rory Linane. She's a former reporting intern with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She's been covering the wolf hunting issue. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. So you're a former reporting intern with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, but you now are doing reporting for newspapers in Milwaukee?
Yeah. My internship ended in September, and now I'm working for Now Newspapers based in Waukesha.
I get it. I just wanted to clarify that. So what about this? This year's quota is 251, up from 117 last year. Tell us how the DNR decides on this mark.
Right. Well, there's a wolf advisory committee that helps set that quota that's made up of some DNR staff and then other stakeholders that are identified by the department. And in the case of this committee, that includes a lot of hunters and trappers and some livestock groups. And so they look at their population goal, which is currently 350 wolves, and then they set a quota that attempts to lower the population toward that goal gradually. And so the quota they chose this year was higher than last year's quota because they are trying to reduce that population. And another part of that is that a smaller percentage of the quota was reserved for tribes than last year. So that's why another reason that it looks a little bit bigger than last year.
Yeah, there's a portion reserved for tribes, but the tribes don't hunt the wolves?
Generally, that's what we saw last year. So that's what the DNR is expecting.
Here. So why is the DNR shooting for, so to speak, a 350 population total? Why cull the herd or the population of the wolves down to that number?
Well, that goal actually goes back to 1999 when Wisconsin created their wolf management plan. And at the time, the wolf population, they guessed that that Wisconsin could only hold about 500 wolves. And so that number seemed, certainly more than half of what that capacity was, which is generally where states try to manage wildlife populations at. Now we've seen that the state can hold many more wolves than that. We're already at least 800, according to the DNR's latest count, and it could probably expand even farther. So now scientists are saying that goal is probably too low to be sustainably managing a population.
Mm-hmm. So who's saying it's too low?
Well, some university researchers from UW-Madison, and many of them used to be involved with managing wolves when the population was endangered, but under this new committee, there are no university researchers actually sitting on the committee having a vote. And so those are some of the people who are kind of raising alarm now.
Yeah, so what are the policymakers who are setting this, the quota of 350, saying to defend the number?
Well, a lot of people think that 350 would be a number that would keep down the number of wolf depredations, which would mean wolves harassing or killing livestock, hunting dogs, and pets. So they believe that that would be a number that would just be more socially tolerable in Wisconsin. And I should say that that is mostly being pushed by these outside stakeholder groups. DNR officials generally do not, you know, have a position yet on that number. They're still doing some research on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, critics of the DNR say that that the state is ignoring science, and that if we keep hunting wolves at this rate, it would destabilize the population. At least that's what one of the experts said in your story. Is there a danger that wolves could go back to the endangered list or be threatened once again?
Yes, that's something Tim Van Dielen has brought up to the committee. Because if it does fall under just 250, the state could lose its management control, and it could go back to the federal level. And yeah, there is also the risk of eventually over time marching that population down to near extinction. And one thing another researcher pointed out was that you know, Michigan and Minnesota have treaded much lighter with their hunts, and so if Wisconsin does continue down this road, there is a possibility that we would then start to see more wolves coming in from those other states. And so the question is really whether that's something that we want to have happen.
How are Minnesota and Michigan treading lighter with their hunts?
Well, Minnesota, they had their second wolf, or they're having their second wolf hunt this year, just like Wisconsin. They have a larger population, more than 2,000 wolves in their state. And in their plan, they specifically say that wolves will be allowed to naturally expand their range, which is different than Wisconsin, which actually, you know, notes for, outright that they would like to reduce the population. And Minnesota sets a minimum population of 1,600, at which point the DNR would intervene and make sure that population grew again. And in Michigan, they're having their first harvest this year, and they're only going to be harvesting 43 wolves that are in three highly targeted areas that have experienced the most problem wolves.
Well, why do critics say Wisconsin seems to have such zeal at reducing the wolf population?
Well, part of it, critics say that the committee makeup is skewed toward people who would like to reduce the wolf population. It's largely made up of hunting and trapping interests, and there are many other groups that oppose the hunt who were on a previous wolf committee but were denied spots on this committee, such as the Sierra Club, John Muir Chapter, the Humane Society of the United States. So, you know, the makeup of that committee could be somewhat determining where, like, what direction they go in setting a new management goal.
We have so many calls. I'm going to get one in before our break. We go to Dwayne in Hayward first. Hello, Dwayne.
Good morning, Joy. Living in prime wolf country, I have a very large pack that lives right near my house, and I've seen them. I see them quite often during the year. I think the DNR is ignoring science by not increasing the wolf kill. If you run the numbers, our former wolf biologist said that when we had 400 some wolves, that we had so many packs and so many pups born per year. If you use his numbers, we should probably kill them between 400 and 500 wolves just to keep the population in check, not even reducing it. That they're using the minimum maximum number, saying, well, the minimum number of wolves we might have is 880, and that was last year's number. Well, divide the pack numbers by the number of pups they have here by natural causes, somewhere around 400 to 500 new wolves every year we're gaining in the state. So to even maintain the population, killing 400 to 500 wolves would be more like it. And even then, to reduce the population down to the 350 goal, which was set by the feds as the natural number in Wisconsin that we should have, we should probably be killing close to 700-800 wolves a year.
All right. What's your response to that, Rory, or what would the critics say about that?
Well, I would say just one point. Last year's quota was about 117, much less than the 400 or 500 that I think he was suggesting. And we saw that the population stayed about the same. So I don't think you'd need that many to maintain, to need to harvest that many to maintain the population. But he definitely made some good points. There are a lot of, you know, people throughout the state have really different priorities of what they want from the wolf population. And that's one question that the state is facing, whether they want more of a relic population of wolves that is lower and causes fewer problems, or whether they want a population that really plays an ecological role in the landscape.
Yeah, I'm going to take one more call before our break. Tom in Appleton.
Hi. Yeah, I disagree with the last caller, and I think that the guest has pretty much laid out that the current target numbers are pretty much pulled out of the sky. There's a little bit of rationale behind it, as she said, but not much. And another thing that is that the mindset that we have in place now is best represented by a group like Sportsmen's United. I'm not suggesting they were directly behind the current wolf kill quota, but it is that mindset. And talk to any redneck in the state, and you'll hear story after story about the illegal shooting of wolves. It sounds like everybody does it to hear people talk. If only 10% of those stories are true, we're losing lots of wolves through illegal shooting. That's my comment.
All right. Thanks very much. Do you have a response to that, Rory?
No, that's an interesting point. And there are a lot of things that we can't foresee when we're setting these quotas like that.
We will take a short break, and then we will continue our conversation with Rory Linane. She is a former reporting intern with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, talking with us about the wolf hunt in Wisconsin and claims and concerns that the state is disregarding science in setting its quotas. And we will welcome more of your calls as well. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are in our fall membership drive. Your support is the foundation of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. We'll get back to our guest and our discussion about the wolf hunt in Wisconsin in just a few minutes. But first, Bill Martins is here to help make the case for you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make a pledge in support of the programs you value.
Last hour, we heard from 12 new and returning members, so thank you for those dozen pledges. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to...
Oh, we do?
$5,500. So that's awesome. So this extremely generous match is from generous anonymous donors. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. And the way this works is, let's say you make a pledge of $50. These anonymous donors are going to kick in $50 from their side. So essentially, that pledge is going to be worth $100. So if you haven't made that pledge yet and you're like, yeah, I'm going to get to it, this is the hour to act. Get your pledge doubled right now. It's a great opportunity. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wow, that is really... I'm always the last to know, Bill. Listening to the Ideas Network is a lot like going out for coffee with a smart friend. It's enjoyable. It's informative. It piques your curiosity.
And someone's got to pay for it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you make this daily cup of coffee on the Ideas Network possible with your financial support. And by the way, for just $15 a month, be sure to ask for the WPR Travel Mug. Stainless steel, made by Clean Canteens, got the WPR logo on it. That can be yours for just $15 a month, $180 a year. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio is a great thing to do, and it only will take a couple of minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay for that pledge. And make that pledge now, because we have this dollar-for-dollar match going on. This is a big deal. It doubles your pledge up to $5,500. So an extremely generous match that we hope you will take advantage of. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is your daily companion. We're on the air 24 hours a day, whether you're at home, in the car, at the office, whether you're concentrating or relaxing.
And like a good companion, you count on us for accurate news and great music and intelligent conversation. And we, in turn, count on you to support what you hear. That's how public radio works. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Many listeners become donors out of a sense of social responsibility. They want to make a contribution to the greater good. If you think of WPR as a shared resource, and if you've been getting value out of it over the past year or two or three or 15 years, it's time to put something back in.
Make a donation for yourself, but realize it's also good for the entire community. The amount is up to you. $5 a month is an example that you might pick. You might do the $15 a month to get the travel mug as well. The important thing is that you participate, and do it soon, because we have this dollar for dollar match going on right now from this group of generous anonymous donors. Up to $5,500, your pledge will be matched. So please do it. Double your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, that's for this hour only. So you got to act. You got to act before 8 o'clock. And for that pledge of $15 a month or $180 a year, ask for the WPR stainless steel travel mug by Clean Canteen. So again, that's $15 a month. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Paulette in Racine, who says, Wisconsin Public Radio is my companion every day of the week. It allows me to hear the voices of experts and ordinary people, my companions on this adventure that we call human life. It informs the way that I see the world. Thank you. Well, Paulette, thank you for that pledge. And you can make your pledge and have it matched by this this challenge grant that we have going on. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge of, say, $100. These anonymous donors will match that, and that pledge will be worth $200. So it's a great hour to get in on that. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Bill. Back now to Rory Linane. She is a former reporting intern with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She is the writer of this investigative piece that the center released just yesterday on the concerns that some have that the state is disregarding science in setting its wolf hunt quotas. And we are talking about that with her and with you. And we have Gary on Facebook who says, please ask your guest, what would be a good scientific experiment to establish if there is a minimum number of wolves that is required in nature, and if wolves are desired to reduce the deer population? How do we inform the wolves that they have been killed, that they have killed enough? Well, what are people saying should be the scientific way we establish this, Rory?
So he asked if there would be a good experiment, and I think we probably don't want to experiment on the whole state with that, but there has been some modeling done by researchers at UW, and through that model they can put in different population goals, and they have experimented with 350 and seen that it's very hard to keep the population at that level. So I think another point is that another researcher said that a minimum would probably be more so around 500 or 600 if you're following sustained yield theory, which comes from like decades of experiments with managing wild animals throughout the United States. And so I guess it's good to look at what other states have already done, what theories have already come out of that as we're looking at our own harvest.
Let's take a call from Ann in Madison. Hello, Ann.
Hi. DNR started this effort and was guided by wolf biologists who actually have seen wolves. I never have seen a wolf, and I know a lot of legislators have never seen a wolf, and it took 30 years to bring the wolf population to this really very small number. And, you know, all the effort and time and enthusiasm that was spent on the effort to restore a really very small number of wolves is completely wasted now. You know, we have wolves on license plates. Is that now a symbol, sort of a joke to hunters? You know, if you see one, shoot them. And I was talking to a DNR employee maybe 10 months ago about this, and he rubbed his fingers together in the gesture that meant a lot of legislators are getting a lot of money from the hunting lobby to write legislation that irresponsibly targets wolves.
Ann, thank you for the call. We have less than 30 seconds. Rory, is there any effort to re-examine these wolf quotas?
Well, the committee is working right now on a management plan that will manage the state for the next about 20 years. So if you have ideas about that, I would say contact the DNR, and you can also find our full story at wisconsinwatch.org.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Rory Linnane is a former reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We've linked that story to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page as well. This is the Ideas Network.